Shishi of Miketz is a very challenging aliyah, just in terms of the simple pshat. And the aliyah begins with the pasuk Vayar Yosef Itam is bin Yamin Vayomer Lasher Al Beiso Aveis Hanashim Abaisa Tuach Tavach Veachein Ki Iti Yochlu Hanashim Batzaraim Vayaseish. The Medrash says, of course, it's Menashe still. Kasher Amar Yosef Vayavei Aisha Hanashim Beisa Yosef, including bin Yamin, and Yosef has, you know, nearly a reaction at all. And the end of the aliyah becomes extremely emotional. Vayavo Yosef Abaisa Vayavio Lo Asamincha Sher Biadam Abaisa. As the Ramban says, this is the kiyum of the first chalom. Vayishal lehem l'shalom vayomer shalom avichem ezakein asher martem odenu chai. Vayomru shalom l'avdechal avinu odenu chai. Vayiktu vayishtachavu. So again, this conversation is all going on. Yosef isn't particularly emotional. And then as if he had forgotten, vayisayna vayaris bin yamin achiv benimo vayomer hazach echem akaton asher martem ilai. Vayomer Elohim Yachnecha Bini, Vayomer Yosef, beginning of the next Aliyah, Kinichmeru Achama Velachi, Vayavakesh Livkos, Vayavo Achadra Vayav Shama. Right? Ein Hamikros, you know, Ha'elu, Omros Ela Darsheni. It's a very strange series of psukim, right? Yosef saw Ben Yamin, he acknowledged, he said, you know, bring them in. Utuach Tevach Ve'achain, Kitu Yochon Hashim Batzaraim. And then when he actually shows up, right, you know, like he has this conversation with them, Hashalom Avichem Azakein, and then all of a sudden, Vayisayna Vayaris, Binamin Achiv Benimo, right, in the tour comments, Achiv Benimo, he sort of looked like Rachel, okay, and Vazahikiro, the Medrash says a little bit differently, you know, Nirasalo Demostiyakno Shalaviv, it sort of looked like his father. And Elokim Yachdecha Beni, the beautiful Rashi, quoting the Medrash, right, that ki chanani lekim v'chi yeshli kol hayodim asher chanani lekim esavdecha, that Binyamin was the only one who hadn't been born, so he sort of Yosef has to make up for, you know, the missing bracha in Binyamin's life. It's all well and good, but like, what is the simple pshat of the psukim? The pshat is so elusive. Yosef has this overwhelmingly emotional response and reaction to the presence of Binyamin, but seemingly particularly late, right? The first time he acknowledges Binyamin's presence, he says, Havenas es anashim habaisa, tuach tevach v'achein. Then he returns, and it's not like he has a reaction then. Shalom l'avdechal avio den uchai. And then, vayisayna vayar, es Binyamin achiv benimo, vayomar aze achichem akaton asher amartim ilai, vayomar alokim yachnecha beni, vayimaher Yosef. So what exactly is going on here? How do we explain this strange reaction of Yosef to Binyamin? So what I'd like to suggest is the following. If you go back to the beginning of the Aliyah, right, when Yosef first sees the brothers with Binyamin, the Torah says the following, okay? Vayikho anashim es hamincha zo, semishna kasef lakhu v'yadam bez Binyamin, vayakumu vayirdu mitzrayim vayamdu lifnei Yosef. Vayar Yosef itam, as Binyamin. So some of the Mefarshim say, you know, he didn't really see Binyamin that clearly. Maybe he wasn't able to identify him. I don't think that's the pshat. The pasuk says, Vayar Yosef Itam as Binyamin. But I do think the Mefarshim are making a very important hayara, which is that he sees Binyamin with them. And his response is dictated by that. Vayomer Lasher Al Beiso. And this, of course, triggers a panic in the brothers, but you can see why Yosef did it. Haveh Asan Hashim Abaisa. Yosef isn't going to reveal why he's really doing this. He says it's so that they can prepare a meal. But if you think about it, it doesn't really make much sense. You know, if the whole point is that, okay, they're going to have a meal together that afternoon, so why do you have to bring Haveis and Hashem Habaisa? Especially because Yosef could well understand that it would lead to a panic with the brothers. But Vayar Yosef Itam is Binyamin. It seems to me that Yosef immediately reacted instinctively to protect Binyamin. So Vayomer Lasher Al Beiso basically watched him very carefully. Aveh Asan Hashem Habaisa, and he gives him a story. Utevoach Tevach VeHachein Ki Iti Yochlu Anashim Betzaraim. So the story is, well, you know, you need to sort of get, you know, the meal ready, and, you know, therefore they should be there. What, they couldn't have been kept outside? They, you know, it's a little strange why they have to be there, you know, while the chefs are preparing. But it seems to me rather obvious that he's looking to protect Binyamin. He's looking to understand, you know, are the brothers going to care for Binyamin, or are they going to, you know, somehow, you know, harm him? He reacts instinctively. Okay. Then later on, of course, knowing that Binyamin is now being watched in his own palace and you know, things are safe. Yosef comes back home. So the Torah says, Vayavil Yosef Habaisa. Vayavilo Samincha Shabiadam Vaisa Vaishachvular. So Vaishalahem the Shalom. Vayomer Shalom Avichem Azakena Sharamartim Udenu Chai. Vayomer Shalom Lavdecha Lavinu Udenu Chai. Vaikdu Vaishachavu. Right, so at this point, Yosef has now been reassured, not just that Binyamin's, you know, physical safety, but about his father. And at this point, you know, with that kind of, you know, immediately pressing need sort of behind him, he's able to focus in. Knowing full well who it is, both the Netziv and the Abravanel say that this is kind of a sarcastic comment. I'm not sure that that's the only way of understanding it, right? Their point is that Yosef was saying he's a fully grown adult. You know, why did you say that he's too fragile to come? And I think it's Vayomer Hazachi Chama Katona Sharmar Temilai Vayomar Elohim Yach Necha Bini Vayomeher Yosef Kinich Meru Achamav Elachi Vayivakesh Levkos Vayvo Achadra Vayev Shama. So I think that the, you know, two stage reaction to Binyamin is really a reflection of A, Yosef's highly protective instinct, but once he was able to move past that, and Yosef is able to just sort of be with Binyamin, there's an overwhelming experience of emotion. And the Rashi captures this in a magnificent way in the conversation between Yosef and Binyamin, where he asks him, you know, about, you know, his life story, and he asks him about, you know, the names of the children, and, you know, who his brother was to him. And, you know, ani lo hayisi bechupasi, lo hayisi bechupaso, vehu lo ya bechupasi. He was, you know, an ach and a rosh, etc. And that they're able to bond for the first time. And then vayimaher Yosef kinechamru rachamah velachi vayivakesh levkos. Remember, you know, Binyamin was a little boy of 9. You know, when Yosef last saw him, Binyamin achiv ben imo. And, you know, vayomer hazach ichem hakaton, rather than being sarcastic, I think Yosef was mesmerized. He was saying, this is the little boy that I once knew, my little brother, you know, who was 9 years old when I last saw him, and now, you know, he's fully grown. So Elokim yach necha b'ni. I think that's the, you know, real point that the Medrash is trying to capture it. Yaakov said, you know, hayiladim asher chanan Elokim esavdecha to Esav, when there was a sense of danger, and, you know, that danger had just passed, and Yaakov and Esav, even though Yaakov had thought that he was, you know, looking at the annihilation of his family, Yaakov's reaction right after that is, and just after the danger has passed to Binyamin, the way that Yosef sees it, he gives him the same bracha, Elokim yach necha b'ni. So the Medrash, characteristically, in its very deep way, sort of pointing out the parallel. Once the danger is passed, Yosef can give this bracha to Binyamin, just as Yaakov, you know, reflected on his children that way once the danger of Esav is passed, and then there's this overwhelming flow of emotion. Vayimaher Yosef kinichmu rachamav elachi vayivakesh levkos vayavo chadra vayev kshama. So again, just to summarize the beginning, you know, Yosef has grave concerns for Binyamin's welfare. As the Aliyah progresses and they're, you know, in the safety of the palace, so Yosef is able to let his guard down. He's able to give Binyamin the bracha that Yaakov once gave, and then he's able to allow the emotions, right, not having seen Binyamin so long, as the Medrash captures, missing all of each other's life milestones, that sense of both incredible joy at seeing him, but deep sadness over their separation, then overwhelms Yosef, who no longer has to worry about the practicalities of Binyamin's safety and welfare.